On April 29th, the same day that Governor Cuomo revealed that U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara had subpoenaed records related to his economic development programs, Cuomo announced that he'd also hired his own investigator, Bart Schwartz, a former prosecutor who served under Rudy Giuliani when Giuliani was U.S. Attorney.
We started our own investigation with a private investigator who was from the U.S. Attorney's office originally, Mr. Bart Schwartz, because we want to make sure that there was nothing done improper. If something improper was done, then we want to make sure the corrective action is taken.
Schwartz, in a statement at the time, said there was reason to believe that fraud had occurred by lobbyists and former state employees, and he said he would review all grants and approvals of contracts and operations of the Buffalo Billion and the other high-tech development programs across the state. It's now been over a month since Schwartz's hiring, but the Cuomo administration has not said how much Schwartz will be paid or released terms of his contract, which is financed through public monies. A spokesman for the governor says only that the contract will be finalized and released soon. Governor Cuomo has characterized Schwartz's role in the ongoing probe in different ways at different times. At first, he referred to Schwartz almost as a co-investigator with U.S. Attorney Bharara.
If there's something wrong, I want to know it. And as I said, we will fully prosecute according to the law.
Those remarks earned Cuomo a rebuke from Bharara. The U.S. attorney, in a statement after the former Senate leader was sentenced to prison, said most effective corruption investigations are those that are truly independent. Lately, the governor and his aides have portrayed Schwartz's role as more limited, saying that he will essentially just review contracts and documents that are already public, including any deals that result from a recent state allocation of $485 million more to the Buffalo Billion Solar City Factory project. There was also some confusion about whether Schwartz's final report on the potential fraud in the Cuomo administration will ever be publicly released. Cuomo initially said he wasn't sure.
He is being hired as an independent to do an independent review. I don't know what his standard protocol is. I wouldn't have a problem with it, but I don't know how he operates.
And the governor's top counsel said at that same news conference that it's up to Schwartz to decide whether or not the final report is ever released. A spokesman for the governor later clarified the report will be made public unless it interferes with the U.S. attorney's work.
We don't know what Bart Schwartz's job is,
says John Caney with the reform group Reinvent Albany. He says there are a number of unanswered questions about Schwartz. He says no one outside of Cuomo's inner circle knows the investigator's actual responsibilities, and so we don't really know why he's there.
Schwartz is not independent. His client is the governor, and people are very bad at investigating themselves. So the usefulness of Schwartz being involved seems very, very limited.
Schwartz has hired his own public relations firm to help with media inquiries. But his representative says he can't provide details of Schwartz's contracts or the scope of his investigation and can't really offer any more information beyond Schwartz's brief initial statement issued over 1 month ago. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.